For anyone stuck in traffic right now, this next story might help ease that congestion. A new startup in the capital is trying to fill the almost empty cars that clog New Zealand's roads at rush hour. Our reporter Jake McKee and cameraman Angus Drever gave carpooling a spin.
Carpooling for climate change. This could be the future of some of New Zealand's commute after a startup in Wellington.
Hitching a ride has never been easier. A new carpool program is being piloted in Wellington, encouraging people to travel together instead of alone if they're not going to take public transport. It's called Hitch and is the brainchild of Claudia Grave and Todd Foster, born through climate change-focused startup incubator Creative HQ. Claudia says they're on a mission to reduce the number of cars on the road.
1.4 million Kiwis are driving to work, and nearly all of them are driving alone, which is absolutely crazy when we think about the issues that presents with climate change, traffic congestion, the high cost of travel, and the strain on our resourcing and infrastructure.
But why not encourage more people onto buses and trains? Well, Todd says if people loved the bus, they'd already be on it, and he thinks there are smarter ways to use cars.
I mean, there's a million reasons why people use cars, and so, yeah, the flexibility and convenience of it all. So, people might have kids to drop off in the morning, and for various reasons public transport doesn't necessarily work. We know that a lot of people that aren't very well served by active transport, either they live too far away or don't have good access to cycle lanes and that, so they don't feel safe using those kinds of modes.
People sign up online before 7 p.m. for either the next day or the week, and by about 7:30 they'll be sent the details of their carpool ride if there's a match. Todd says they're trying to make it as simple as possible.
In terms of the logistics, it basically happens by matching people that are starting from the same suburb and going around about the same time. So there's a central hub pickup spot in each of the suburbs that we've picked.
And I guess, okay, things like COVID, we're obviously all masked up. How does that play into this? You know, you're matching strangers up with strangers.
Yeah, it's actually been super fascinating. A lot of people have sort of got this heightened COVID anxiety around going on public transport because it's a lot less traceable. You're potentially on a bus with 50 people that you don't know rather than being in a car with two or three people that you don't know. So, it's been really interesting to watch that. So we've got a policy at Hitch that we are following the government guidelines. Obviously, everyone's got to be masked up. We've got a record of who's been in the car, so it's all nice and traceable.
On the streets of Wellington, people say there's an appeal to carpooling. This man's open to switching his bus pass for a car seat.
Oh, if I could find someone to carpool, yeah, I would. I don't drive myself, so it's not... Yeah.
So you'd need someone with a car?
Yeah.
Well, obviously the reduction in emissions and cost savings for everyone involved.
Many think there are too many empty cars.
Generally, you see a lot of people where it's only one person in the car.
Do you think too many people drive their cars, especially a lot, one person in a car?
Around Wellington CBD,
definitely.
Big time.
Definitely.
So is carpooling the future of commuting? The Hitch pilot programs are underway in the Greater Wellington region for a few more weeks, and if all goes well, they're hoping to launch properly next year.